Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries daily worldwide over the internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on There Ought to Be a Law. You know, oftentimes when I talk to people, they will say to me when there's a perceived problem, well, there ought to be a law. If we watch Washington or Jefferson City or Tallahassee, whenever there's a perceived problem, somebody will say, well, there ought to be a law. And the lawmakers get busy and they enact a law to solve the problem. Well, it reminds me of an old story that came out of Idaho. This old farmer is driving down the road one day, inspecting his fences. And as he's driving along the road, he takes a look out into one of his pastures out here, and he notices what appears to be a dead cow at the side of the water hole. And it looks like to him that there's a bunch of wolves over there eating on this dead carcass. So he pulls over and pulls up alongside the cow and chases off the wolves. And sure enough, the cow's deader than a popcorn fart. And there the carcass, half eaten, and the wolves scurrying off into the underbrush. Immediately, the old farmer looked at his dilemma and he said, you know what our problem is here is we ought to have a law against these predators marauding around in our countryside. Well, he went to town and he looked up his representative and he said, now, Mr. Representative, here's what my problem is. And he told him the story about how he had found his cow dead, being eaten by wolves. And he told the rep that in other locations, they had eradication programs. You know, other states had eradication programs and had stamped out the wolves and the bears and the predators. And that's what he wanted here. Now, the representative was very, very amenable to the proposition. And so he drew up legislation and took it into the House of Representatives, and they passed it over to the Senate, and the governor signed it into law, and one day they created a new bureaucracy with the Department of Fish and Game, the Wolf Eradication Program of 1922 or something, and so they hired a bunch of bounty hunters, and the hunters went out, and every time they found a wolf, they killed it. And then over time, they eradicated all the wolves in Idaho. And now the birds could come out and sing. The cows could safely drink water at the water holes because the dreaded wolf plague had been eradicated. Now, happiness, success, prosperity could take its place. After all, there were no more wolves to kill cows. Well, by and by, one day, the old farmer's driving down the road, and he looks out into his pasture again, and he saw what he thought was a dead cow lying next to the water hole. And it looked like there were a bunch of coyotes around the carcass and eating on it, and so he pulled off the road, drove over to the water hole, and sure enough, that's what he'd seen, and there were the coyotes hiding themselves in the underbrush like the wolves had in times past. And the old farmer said, you know, there ought to be a law. So he went into his representative and he said, you know, that wolf law that we had passed here some years back was a startling success. We had wolves killing our cows, and we went out and we killed all the wolves, and we stopped the problem. And I can safely report to you that not a single cow in the past year has been killed by a wolf, and that's because there are no wolves left to kill cows. So we're now successful in the wolf eradication program. Wolves are not killing our cows, but the coyotes have now taken up the sport or the hobby, and they're killing our cows. What we need to do is to eradicate the coyotes. So the representative, eager to please the voting public, said, you know, I'll enter that into the hopper in the House. And he did, and it went through the Senate, and the bill was passed, and it was signed by the governor, and it was passed on to the Department of Fish and Game, and they took the bounty hunters. They already had bounty hunters. They'd already killed off the wolves, and so now they had a new assignment, kill off all the coyotes. And they did. And then within a few years, they had eradicated all the coyotes. And in the state of Idaho, there wasn't a single coyote to be found. And now the birds could come out and sing. The farmers could rest easy knowing that there were no more losses of cattle to the coyotes or to the wolves because there were no wolves and there were no coyotes with which to kill the cows. Everybody was happy. The politicians were making money. The hunters were satisfied and happy. They were making their living killing wolves and coyotes, and they were successful. And the farmer had succeeded in getting a law passed that was needed by all of the farmers to protect their livestock herds, and everybody was happy with the program. Well, one day the old farmer was driving down the road, and he looked out into his big pasture, and sure enough, looked like to him that there was a cow over there lying next to the water hole. She looked like she's dead. And it was just covered by buzzards. There's buzzards everywhere, flying around in the air. They were down on the carcass eating it. So he pulled off the road. He drove over to the water hole. And sure enough, there it was, plain as the nose on your face. Here was another dead cow covered by buzzards. It was obvious that now these buzzards had begun to attack the livestock, and the buzzards now were killing the cows, and there it was, right in front of his eyeball. He chased the buzzards away, probably to no real effect, and then he got in his pickup and went to town and reported again to the politician that the problem that he was having with the loss of his cattle was now caused by buzzards. So the politician, always anxious to please the voting public, went into the House, introduced legislation, got it passed, sent it on to the Senate. The legislature passed the provision, sent it on to the governor. The governor, happy to please the public, signed it into law. And the hunters, always amenable to killing whatever it was that was plaguing the farmers, went out and killed every buzzard in the state of Idaho. No one, the buzzard left. Just like they'd done with the wolves, just like they'd done with the coyotes, now they did it with the buzzards. They eradicated every single buzzard. And it worked. There wasn't a single cow killed by a wolf, coyote, or buzzard. Everybody was happy. Politicians, governor, people, farmers, hunters. This was obviously a law that needed to be passed. It was enacted, and it solved everybody's problem. Provided employment for the hunters, votes for the politicians, and safety and security for the farmers. What could be better than there ought to be a law? So one day, the old farmer's driving down the road again. He looks out into the pasture and over by the water hole, and sure enough, he sees a dead cow. He doesn't see any wolves, he doesn't see any coyotes, doesn't see any buzzards. He's surprised. He drives over to the carcass, and it is just covered with flies, covered with maggots. And he said, oh my God, look what's happened. We've eradicated the wolves, coyotes, and the buzzards, and now the flies have attacked our cattle, and the flies are killing our cattle, And here's the proof of it. A dead cow, covered by flies, covered by maggots, there ought to be a law. Well, he had a well-beaten track to the representative's office, and he went into the rep and he reported his finding. And of course, the representative, always anxious to please the voting public, took a bill into the House and got it passed, sent it over to the Senate and got it enacted, sent it to the governor who signed it. Now all the politicians had done their job. It was called the State Fly Eradication Program. And of course, now, instead of taking guns out and shooting the buzzards and the coyotes and the wolves, now we had all the hunters out here with DDT, and they were out spraying everything they could spray to kill flies. They walked around with fly swatters. They were swatting flies. They were just doing everything that they could, just as fast as they could do it, to eradicate flies. This went on for some years. And over time, little by little, the fish and game people, along with the hunters, thanks to the politicians and the ever-watchful eye of the farmers, eradicated every fly in the state of Idaho. Couldn't find one anywhere. Killed every fly. And now the birds could come out and sing. The wolves have been eradicated. The coyotes are eradicated. The buzzards are eradicated. And now the pesky flies have all been killed. And then it worked. There was an entire year, and they looked around and they could see that there wasn't a single cow killed by a wolf. Not a single cow had been killed by a coyote. No buzzard had killed a single cow. No fly had killed a cow. That's because there were no wolves, no coyotes, no buzzards, and no flies. The law had worked. There ought to be a law, and they passed the law, and it was true. You could see it. No cows had been killed by wolves, coyotes, buzzards, or flies. So one day the old farmer's driving down the road and he looks out into his field, and over by the waterhole, he looks over there and he sees another dead cow, and he says to himself, well, that looks like a dead cow. He goes over, he inspects, and he doesn't see what's killed the cow. He looks at the carcass and hasn't been eaten by wolves or coyotes, and he doesn't see any buzzards, and there certainly aren't any flies. And then there's the carcass just disintegrating right in front of his face. He took a sample, took it into the laboratory. They informed him that it was bacteria. Bacteria had now attacked his cows and was killing them. It wasn't the pesky wolves and coyotes and buzzards and flies anymore. Now it's bacteria. So he went to the representative and he said, what we've got here is a dirty state filled with germs and bacteria, and these bacteria are killing our cows, and there they are, disintegrating right in front of our face. The politician, ever anxious for votes and to please the public and the voters, took the bill into the House and got it enacted, took it over to the Senate, got it enacted into law, took it to the governor, and the governor signed it. It was the State Bacteria Eradication Act. And so now we're going to eradicate all the bacteria in the state. And so they set about to do that. They set up a bureaucracy to accomplish that goal, and they turned the state into a totally sterile environment. There wasn't a germ to be found in the state of Idaho. They eradicated every single germ. Just like they had eradicated every single fly, every buzzard, every coyote, and every wolf. Now the birds could come out, and the birds could sing, the farmers could be safe, the politicians were happy, they were getting voted back into office because of their diligent work and saving the society and the economy from certain destruction. The farmers were happy. Not a single cow was killed by a bacteria, fly, buzzard, coyote, or wolf. Well, there weren't any wolves, coyotes, buzzards, flies, or bacteria to kill them. You see, the law works. When there ought to be a law, you enact it, And it worked, and it worked perfectly. So some time went by, and the old farmer's driving down the road, and one day he looks over, and wouldn't you know it, he sees a dead cow. He pulls off the road, and he goes over to the water hole, and there's this cow laying by the water hole, dead. But the cow isn't being eaten on by bacteria. It isn't disintegrating in front of his face. It's not being attacked by flies. It isn't being attacked by coyotes, buzzards, or wolves. It is an absolute mystery. He does not know what to make of it. He couldn't figure out what had killed his cow. In the past, he could see the wolves eating on the carcass. He could see the coyotes eating on the carcass. He could see the buzzards eating on the carcass. He could see the flies eating on the carcass. He could see the bacteria eating on the carcass. But now, in this perfectly sterile environment, no bacteria, no flies, no buzzards, no coyotes, no wolves, and a dead cow. So he cut off a sample and he took it into the laboratory and he said, what is it that killed my cow? And when the sample came back, it said, alkali water poisoning. You see, the water hole was poisoned. Poison killed the cows. The bacteria, the flies, the coyotes, the buzzards, and the wolves were just cleaning up the mess.